ONN Evening News, an old news network presentation. Good evening. Across Christendom tonight, fear, rumor, and revelation dominate the headlines. Authorities warn that unseen enemies may be closer than anyone imagines. We have a lot to cover. Let's get started. Royal officials are announcing sweeping arrests of the Knights Templar. The ancient military order stands accused of idol worship, secret initiation rituals, and allegiance to a demon known only as Baphomet. Confessions, some extracted under interrogation, described spitting on the cross and secret rites held far from public view. When institutions gain wealth and independence, suspicion follows. These accusations reflect not just fear of heresy, but fear of power operating outside royal control. The Templars have become bankers to knights, and that makes them dangerous. As plague spreads through cities and villages, reports surge of powdered toxins thrown into wells. Foreigners, travelers, and minorities are being detained for questioning.
People need someone to blame. Random catastrophe is harder to accept than deliberate evil. Someone has to be responsible, and outsiders make convenient targets. Nothing to worry about here. We should all calm down a little bit.
Jewish communities are once again accused of operating secret communication networks, allegedly coordinating attacks against Christian towns. Authorities insist investigations are ongoing.
Oh, this is a classic pattern. An insular group becomes imagined as unified, omniscient, and dangerous. Communities that maintain their own traditions get recast as sinister cabals far too frequently.
Church officials warn of a vast satanic organization. Witches, they say, meet nightly in forests for Sabbats involving infant sacrifice, demonic intercourse, and plots against Christian rulers.
The key fear isn't individual witches, it's the belief in a network. A hidden enemy coordinating across borders, that's what terrifies people the most.
Venice denies allegations that its Council of Ten operates a continent-wide spy and assassination network. Critics allege merchants, priests, and entertainers act as covert agents throughout Europe.
Venice bureaucracy is efficient and opaque, and that opacity invites imagination. When you can't see how something works, you assume the worst. Again, we need to calm down, people.
In Florence, whispers grow that the Medici family maintains poison laboratories. Several sudden deaths among rivals remain completely unexplained.
Poison is the perfect crime, silent, invisible, and terrifying. It becomes a rumor magnet for any powerful family. If your enemy dies mysteriously, poison is the obvious assumption.
Fresh reports claim sightings of Edward V, young King of England, long presumed dead after vanishing in the Tower. Witnesses insist he lives abroad under protection.
I'm sorry, but a missing body is an open wound. Until proven otherwise, survival remains plausible to believers.
Meanwhile, rumors persist that Richard of Shrewsbury, Edward's younger brother, also survives, inspiring multiple pretenders to the throne. Supporters of Joan of Arc insist she was never executed. They claim the woman burned at the stake was a double, and the real Maid of Orléans lives on in hiding.
Martyrs are quite powerful, but living martyrs, hidden and waiting, are even more powerful.
Portugal remains gripped by belief that King Sebastian, lost in battle, will return to reclaim his throne and restore the nation to its glory.
This is messianic politics, the idea that lost leader will return and fix everything. It's easier than accepting no savior is coming.
Queen Isabella of France, known as She-Wolf, faces accusations of sorcery used to overthrow her husband, King Edward II.
Powerful women are routinely framed as supernatural threat. If a woman succeeds in politics, dark magic becomes the explanation. It delegitimizes her entirely. Catherine de' Medici denies claims she used poisoned perfumes and gloves. Physicians remain divided on whether recent deaths at court are natural. Perfume is medicine, luxury, and potential poison all at once. That ambiguity feeds paranoia. She is Italian. She is powerful. She is a widow. A perfect target for rumors. Mary, Queen of Scots, imprisoned rival to Elizabeth I, is accused of running a secret Catholic assassination network from her prison chambers. Letters, codes, and secrecy turn political opposition into conspiracy. Whether it's genuine plotting or entrapment remains quite unclear. Universities in Bologna and Cambridge face accusations of necromancy. Schools allegedly summon demons in exchange for forbidden knowledge.
Universities are information hubs doing work most people can't understand. Anything misunderstood becomes suspect. Latin texts and arcane experiments look a lot like magic to outsiders.
Anatomists stand accused of stealing souls during dissections. Protesters demand bans on corpse study, calling it an offense against God and nature.
Dissection shatters old beliefs about the body, and that is terrifying. If scholars can't cut open the dead, what else might they do?
Lombard bankers are accused of orchestrating debt traps to enslave entire kingdoms and manipulate rulers through financial leverage.
Finance is invisible.
You can't see debt the way you can see an army. People sense they're being controlled but can't see how, and that breeds extreme suspicion. Dante's writings are rumored to contain coded prophecies predicting political collapse and the fall of the church.
People assume complex texts must hide secrets meant only for the initiated. Dense literature becomes a mirror for whatever fears you bring to it.
Clockmakers are accused of manipulating time itself. Unbelievable. Villagers report bells ringing at impossible hours, suggesting dark forces at work.
New technology feels magical until it becomes familiar. Clocks mechanize something that has always belonged to nature and God. That unsettles people all the time.
Cathedrals are under investigation for hidden heretical symbols allegedly embedded by stonemasons in their carvings and designs.
Monumental art always invites overreading. When buildings take generations to complete, people forget the original intent and start seeing messages everywhere.
From courts to villages, from universities to churches, one truth remains. Danger is believed to be hidden, organized, and absolutely everywhere.
Authorities urge faith. Investigations continue.
That's it for tonight.
Good night and stay vigilant.